Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and with us in our virtual studio is my co-host, Kirsten Milliken. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm doing very well today. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I think we've got a great show tonight. It's Coaching and Training Helps Parents with ADHD Kids, and we've got some exciting guests in our virtual studio. Real quickly, today is November the 7th in the year 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's do some real quick announcements. This is the eve of the annual CHAD conference, 25 Years Making a Difference. Hopefully, you are en route to San Francisco, on your way to San Francisco, or will be leaving early in the morning. If you're going, hopefully we will see you there. But if you're listening to this and you haven't booked it, you're a little late. Sorry, we're going to miss you. So that's there. Some more just announcements for those out there. Remember Attention Talk News. That's our newsletter. And Kirsten's kind of head that stuff up. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that and how they can sign up for it?
Absolutely. There is Attention Talk Newsletter. If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Attention Talk Radio, you will see the button there for the newsletter, and you can sign up for that. And twice a month, you will get a newsletter in your inbox that has the recent shows and the upcoming shows, as well as some videos that have to do with ADHD, some guest contributions from some of the people that we've interviewed and maybe some other people. There's an attention teaser there and a bunch of other information. So there's video there. There's some fun there. There's some stuff to read. Lots of different things. And, you know, over the course of time, some of that may be changing. But take a look at it. Subscribe to it. And just a little teaser that Jeff and I are working on, some little maybe giveaways or some more fun that we'll be having in the coming months. And all of that will be posted on the newsletter as well. So you really want to sign up for that so you can get in on things as they happen.
Yeah, that's going to be real fun if we can pull that stuff off. It's going to be to test your knowledge of ADHD out there and have a little fun doing it. So, again, Attention Talk News is something that we're developing. Kirsten's head up. She's doing a great job. We're bringing audio, video, and printed content all into one place, so that's exciting. Also, if you're listening to this, we are recently just launched Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, and all you have to do is go to attentiontalkvideo.com, and that will take you to a channel. And what we're trying to do there is actually it's a talk show where you actually see us interviewing guests on ADHD by video, not by picture, but you'll actually be able to see us have those conversations. So we're real excited about that. So if you haven't gone there, go check that out. Let's see. I think that's all the announcements for now. Again, tonight we have a very exciting show. It's Coaching and Training Helps Parents with ADHD, and with us in our virtual studio is Elaine Taylor-Claus and Diane Dempster. And Kirsten, do you want to go through the bios and introduce our guests?
I will. Thanks. Elaine Taylor-Claus is a change agent. I like that title. In this role, she's a mother of three complex kids, a healthcare advocate, a parenting educator, a political organizer, a writer, a social worker, a community entrepreneur, a real estate developer, a public speaker, a facilitator, and a compassionate listener. She's also a professional coach, a social entrepreneur, and an advocate for families living with ADHD. She and her husband, David, work together in Touchstone Coaching, and they co-parent their ADHD family. And her work partner, Diane Dempster, is a CEO and founder of Inner Progress Coaching, and she is also a certified coach. She has a master's degree from the University of Michigan in healthcare administration, and she began her career as an educator. She's also the mother of two preteens and an adult stepson, and as a professional, she truly enjoys helping others discover their goals and achieve their dreams. Elaine and Diane are the founders of Impact ADHD, and they complement each other very well. They've launched a national program, the Impact ADHD program, which was selected by CHAD as an innovative program for 2011, and this program helps to support parents raising kids with ADHD. I'm glad to have you here. I've been looking at more of your site lately since I knew that this was going to be upcoming, and I know that I've been on your site quite a bit, just kind of poking around because this is always a topic of interest to me. How do we get parents to be able to coach their kids?
So it is an important topic. It's a dire need out there, and I always have this kind of philosophy look at things. You know, parents out there have kids, and believe it or not, half the parents are kind of below average in kind of their parenting skills, and I don't mean that negatively. It's just, you know, everybody's born with some things that are different, and not all parents just are naturally great at it, and they need some education, and I think this is great. So, ladies, can you tell us a little bit about Impact ADHD and the philosophies, and then we'll talk about some of the details.
Sure. Impact was designed as a place for parents to go to access support and training and resources and coaching regardless of where they live or what time they need the support. So it's an online, it's a virtual experience. And then we also have telephone-based and web-based coaching and training programs for parents. So we're all about helping parents get what they need to most effectively manage ADHD kids, to manage their households without, you know, the undue stress that we tend to fall into, but to do it in a way that we can access it when we need it. As you said, you were able to pop on the site and go get information and use what you needed when you wanted it and when you were available.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Diane, you may want to talk about the training and coaching piece.
Well, and actually what I want to jump in and say, you know, Jeff, you were talking about 50% of parents being, you know, below the midline. The reality is that most of us, when we end up finding out that we have special needs kids, ADHD, ADD kids, we didn't expect it. It's not something we signed up for and we planned for. So not only is there this learning curve in terms of, you know, comparing ourselves to other parents, but it can be a whole new thing for us if it's our second child or if it's a new parenting experience. And so there is a big gap for parents, and that's part of what we want to help them to fill, both from a training perspective, which is giving them good information, and then from a coaching perspective, which is about turning that information into action. Because a lot of times we go out there, we're surfing the internet, there's just a million places to get great information, but then once we get it, we don't know what to do with it.
I really, really, really like what you said and really want to underscore what you said from a personal perspective is you took what I said and took it to another level, which is exactly right. Sometimes you'd find yourself in this situation as a parent. And there is a lot of information out there, but what I like is you can go out and read all the books all day long. And to me, that's just, you know, that's just a transfer of knowledge. But the School of Hard Knocks is actually the application of that information, and it's a completely different school. There's only one degree, and that's to fail forward. And to have an organization that can kind of help guide you along to reduce the number of failures and increase the success, to me, it just makes a lot of sense. That being said, what I understand, you guys do a lot of here's the information, and you'll have some conversations, and you work to coach the parents to actually apply that. Is that accurate assessment?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We work with, you know, three foundational assumptions. One is that ADHD is an ongoing challenge, ongoing issue that requires management. Two is that kids need help from their parents to learn to manage their ADHD. And three is that parents need support and guidance to help their kids more effectively. You know, we believe that parents are the missing link in ADHD management, and that parent training and coaching can give the parents the tools that they need to support their kids, and that, you know, once they've done that, they can get back to why they really became parents in the first place, which is to enjoy and be with their families.
I'm kind of curious, Kirsten, it was kind of funny because I think I talked to Elaine in early stages, and if I'm not mistaken, she was looking to start a support group, and it's morphed into this. It's fascinating. In your travels, is there a lot of resources, Kirsten, that you've seen for parents that are along these lines, or is this relatively unique?
Well, I think that this online resource is absolutely unique. You know, I know that Chad's got their support groups that are going on out in the community, but in places like Maine, where we have one Chad group in the middle of nowhere, there are no live resources that are available. And when you're a parent, you need something that's available when you need support, not necessarily on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So I love that there's all this stuff online, and they do have then the regular scheduled, the coaching groups and the individual coaching that they're doing with parents. So I think this is a phenomenal program, and it absolutely fills a gap that is blatantly, obviously missing.
What motivated you? Because if I am correct, it was going to be a support group, but you kind of morphed it into this. What was the motive? Tell us the story, the behind-the-scenes story of how this all came together.
Well, it wasn't actually really going to be a support group per se. What we saw, this just what you're pointing to, is this incredible need, this huge void that wasn't being filled. There's all of this attention to the medical management of our kids, which is critically important, and to the education of our kids, which is critically important. But there just isn't a huge amount of focus on what do parents need to do to sort of integrate all that to take a wellness approach. So we started off actually thinking we wanted to create an online community. And, you know, the internet moves fast, so from the time we started that to the time that we were ready to get up and running, Attitude Magazine, Attention, all of these places had communities that were developed online, and the need wasn't there. The need that was still very clear was for parents to be able to talk to each other real time, to be able to get information and turn it, to use it effectively, to implement it, and then to have some accountability structure in place, and which is, you know, coaching lends itself beautifully to that kind of an environment. And so, you know, as trained coaches, we knew we wanted to bring coaching to parents, and it just, I think what morphed was our ability to figure out how to use the resources of coaching and the internet, how to blend it in a way that most effectively provided the support that parents needed and was not recreating what somebody else was doing, but was really filling a need that wasn't being met. So,
wow.
You know, Diane talked earlier about there's a ton of resources out there, and it's unbelievable what's out there. So we have a resources section, but it's very streamlined. It's targeted. This is what we think or our members think or experience parents should know. It's not a huge amount of information. It's digestible. And the same thing is true with our programming. It's all very targeted, very focused on what you can use and need to sort of get in and get out when you can use it. For example, every week we do a coaching tip and a self-care tip. It's not a two-page blog article. They're quick. They're short. They're accessible because parents are busy. You know, and we need to give them information and resources and support in a way that they can use it and bring it back to their busy lives as quickly as possible.
What you said was really clever. Is you had all this stuff, and I think what you said was the challenge was to how you can get all these resources and get on the line, so it really kind of makes some sense. And I think that you guys have really done a good job. I know that I watched your Facebook posts, and one of the things that's real clever to me is you got like a lot of pictures that really kind of tell the story.
Cool.
That's so much more than easy. Like one I'm looking at right now, there's a kid hanging from a clothesline with a bunch of clothespins on his side. And says, sometimes mom just needs a five-minute break. And little things like that, it says so much. It conveys an enormous amount of information. I think, hey, mom does need a break sometimes. We interviewed Dr. Quinn like years ago, and sometimes mom just needs to put herself in a timeout to regroup herself. And little things like that, it's just so much information in such an organized, short way that you really kind of get it. I do think that you guys have cleverly figured out how to do this. We need to go to a break real quick, but when we come back, what I'd like to do is kind of talk about the different services and stuff that you provide, and then we can get into like some fun tips and stuff. But before we do, I know that your website is impactadhd.com, and do you guys just want to tell us just a little bit about, I think you have like an online ebook or something, is that right, and if so, how do people access it?
Yeah, so we would love to have people come and visit our site and get on our mailing list and you know, become aware of our programs and the events that we have coming up. And the easiest way to do that is on our homepage at impactadhd.com. There's a little form you can fill out. You just put your name and your email address and hit send, and you'll get our free ebook that we created called ADHD in Reality and get added to our mailing list. And ebook is a great tool for you to kind of just really take a clear glimpse at how ADHD is showing up in your family, which is different for all of us.
We actually, the subtitle is called Practical Tips for Parents from Parents, and the feedback we get on it is absolutely fabulous because, again, it's short, sweet, and to the point.
That's what we're looking for. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving individuals with or impacted by ADHD. At CHAD, we provide information and help families and professionals to improve the lives of those with ADHD. On November 8th through 10th, CHAD will have its annual conference in San Francisco, California. If you are impacted by ADHD, this is a must-attend event. For details, go to chad.org. Interested in exhibitor and program opportunities? Call Barbara Rose at 240-487-2314.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
Train your brain with Brain Train. ADHD impacts grades, relationships, and the quality of life for your kids. Parents now have a new way to improve the lives of their ADHD child without using meds. Brain Train is designed to exercise your child's mind, to train it to work differently and efficiently. Learn how Brain Train can make a change by training your child's brain. Visit Brain Train at www.brain-train-adhd.com for more information today.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
We are here with Elaine and Diane, who are the founders of Impact ADHD, and we're talking about their online parenting and coaching resources. And I wanted to hear a little bit more from one of you about that you've got different levels, actually, of services that are available on your site. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Diane, how about if I sort of put it into context and then you go into the levels?
Sure. Sounds great.
So part of what we do on the site, everything that we do on the site takes a coach, what we call a coach approach. So we are all about coaching parents, but also creating a coaching environment for parents or coaching context so that they can begin to learn through sort of osmosis, learn coaching skills that they can then use to effectively improve their parenting of their kids. Coaching skills like offering perspective and motivation and removing barriers and planning strategies, accountability. It's a powerful style of communication that lends itself beautifully to really excellent parenting. It's a respectful style of communication. So we sort of immerse everything we do in that context. Diane, take it from there.
Yeah, and so we offer different types of services and training programs, and you know there's a lot of information out on our site for free. And so that's the first thing I would say is that we offer a huge amount of free services. Each week we have an expert come in and blog about topics that are appropriate and applicable and hot on the minds of ADHD parents. We offer two free teleclasses a month that parents can listen to live or download if they aren't able to join us live. And in addition, Elaine mentioned self-care tips and coaching tips, and then we blog as well each month. And so there just is literally, you know, hundreds of articles and blogs out there that are easily accessible and available for parents for free. If people are interested in getting services, fee-based services, we offer group coaching, we offer one-on-one coaching, and then we offer some training programs. And in a group, you know, you're with a group of other parents, probably 10 or less parents and a coach, and it's a chance to, you know, really focus in on your issues, come up with a plan for your family, but at the same time learn from other parents and experience together some of the tools and the strategies and try to put them in place, you know, work to put them in place in your own family and your own lives. And group coaching is a very affordable way of getting coaching services for yourself. And we know that parents are not likely to spend a lot of money on themselves. We're kind of the lowest part on our list, but we also know that if parents can make an investment in themselves, they can go really far in terms of helping their kids. We also offer individual coaching. We have a variety of different packages from, you know, a quick three-month program to a longer and more intensive six-month program. We really find that if a parent's ready to make real and sustainable change in their life, that it does take an investment of 3 to 6 months in terms of their coaching. We also offer
training programs. We have a few programs that we're getting ready to announce starting in November this month. And so you'll hear more about that and can find out about that by going to impactadhd.com. And we offer things, you know, at your pace, at your time, and at your price tag. I think that what we've tried to do is to give people a variety of different ways of getting services that best meets their own needs.
Diane, let me just pick up and say one more thing. The program that you're referring to actually starts next week, and it's an 8-week program about handling the holidays and helping parents manage and cope and sort of keep their head about them while they go through the holiday season. So it's every other week on the phone. It's a group coaching program that's sort of part training, part coaching, that's really designed, very targeted to that time of year to give parents the support they need.
So when you say part training, part coaching, what does that look like for somebody who decides to sign up for that?
Well, what we do in all of our programs and all of our group classes is that there's always a training component. We're always going to introduce a coaching skill or a coaching strategy, or sometimes a parenting skill or strategy. And we're going to give parents an opportunity to play with it and experiment with it so that by the time they leave that call, they're leaving with an action plan about how they're going to put it into place. So that there is, yes, there's some coaching around it, but there's also always going to be some skill development on every one of those group calls.
The other thing I would add is that coaching brings the accountability to bear. And so we're going to check back in with you 2 weeks later or the next time you have a session and say, how did it go? Was it easy? Was it hard? What do we need to do in terms of making some adjustments to make this easier for you? Because the reality is that some of these strategies, if it's not easy for the parent, it's not going to happen.
Well, this is interesting to me because I remember years ago I was going through coach training, and I went through the ADD Coach Academy, but I also went through the Coaches Training Institute at CTI, and it was interesting to me because it was not a teleclass. We actually had to fly to Atlanta and sit down. And it really sounds like it was what you guys were talking about, because we had a whole bunch, like 20 people in a room. There was two facilitators. And they would get up and they would explain a concept for stuff. And then we'd all pair up at that point in time. And you would coach the other person and try to apply the skill. And then the other person would do it back. And the facilitators would walk around the room and kind of give you feedback, as did the person that you were kind of coaching. So it just stands out to me. And I know in my training that was invaluable, to sit there and be taught a concept and then to do it and get immediate feedback on it, which goes back to, this is the application of the knowledge. Is what I'm describing really what you guys are talking about here?
It's very, very similar, and I'm also a CTI coach, so I totally get where you're coming from. And it's very similar to that, in that there's an immediate response. Because, you know, parents can go to training programs all day long and come home with reward systems and chart systems. And if there's no one there to check in with them, to help them tweak it to work for their family, then it often sits in a folder or on a desk somewhere and doesn't actually get into place. Or they start feeling bad about themselves as parents for not having been able to do it. When, you know, we've found with our clients that sometimes it just takes a little tweaking to modify the program to meet the needs of that family or that schedule. So it's about really paying attention to it and making it real personalized for that family's experience.
Kirsten, you go ahead.
I'm just wondering if you could give some examples of some of the topics that you find parents come up with most often that they're looking for coaching and support with.
Getting out of the house in the morning.
Getting the kids out of the house in the morning, and you know that time from the time the alarm goes off until the time they're either at the bus stop or sitting in the car, and it's such a complex time. And you know, a lot of us are not morning people, or we're ADHD parents ourselves, and so it's just a challenge. And so it's about helping parents, you know, pull it apart and figure out it's not one long time from the alarm clock to the bus stop. It really is several discrete activities. If you can divide them up and tackle them one at a time, and then come up with some real tools, like understanding what your children's motivators are and creating motivators and rewards and putting them in place so that your kids can be successful, and you know, putting reminders and lists and all those things that we know we want to do. And at the same time, it's about finding the way to personalize that, because what's going to work for me as a parent may not work for you as a parent.
And the other thing I would say is that sometimes it's as concrete as that, particularly when you're dealing with parents of younger kids. And sometimes it's a little more amorphous as you're dealing with as kids get older. So we have a teen coaching, a parents of teens coaching group that we run for parents who are trying to teach their kids to become more independent so they can actually get out the door and go live their own lives. So what those parents are dealing with is a little bit different. It's about when do I let go and when do I let them fail and how do I empower them and motivate them to become more and more independent. So it's a very different issue than the tactical issue of getting out the door, but equally as critical for those parents and for those kids.
Wow, wow. Well, ladies, I need to run to a commercial break again real quick. Before I do, for our listeners out there, you can get all this and more at impactadhd.com. There you can also go fill out the form and get their e-book, which just sounds like it's kind of chock full of knowledge. So let's run to a break. When we come back, I got a couple other little questions and some tactical type things, and we'll dive into that. So with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We've got Elaine Taylor-Kloss and Diane Dempster in talking about coaching parents. Ladies, one of the reasons why I want to do the show, and one of the things that jumps out at me, and one of the things that I want to emphasize for our listeners is as we've talked about, there's a difference between reading a book and actually applying the knowledge that's in that book. And more through the show, the more I hear you ladies talk about it, it's about the execution, it's about the application. So you give concepts and you're helping those parents implement those in a bit of a customized way, because at the end of the day, one size does not fit all. And sometimes you just need a little help making some of those adjustments. And again, I really think that this is a key thing that actually makes what you guys do kind of stand out amongst what's out there. So with that, I don't know to put you on the spot, Elaine, but I was talking to your daughter one time, and she said something called get it, got it good. And this is a real tactical type thing, and I had never heard of it before, but I thought it was really brilliant. And so could you share what that is, and maybe a couple, and Diane, if you could think of some other like specific tips so people can like get an understanding of what, when we talk about specificity, what it really means. And so I guess, Elaine, can you start with that?
I'd love to. In fact, Diane just mentioned it in a blog in the last couple of weeks. I can't remember which blog. She'll remember. She remembers that stuff. Get It, Got It Good is it's a communication system we put in place with our kids so that we could stop yelling at them and they could stop yelling back at us, basically. So when we ask our kids to do something, sometimes you can't go and put your hand on their shoulder, which is always a nice way to get their attention. So what we implemented is, if I ask them to do something, would you go unload the dishwasher? Their response is, and so I'll say to them, get it, and they'll respond to me by telling me back what they heard. Got it, I'll go unload the dishwasher. And then my response is, good. So I acknowledge that they've gotten back to me. So it's really a system of acknowledgement, but to make sure we're on the same page and that there are no assumptions. You know, I say, did we unload the dishwasher? And they say, yeah. And then he heard me say, put the dishes in the sink or whatever it is, or he's on the video and didn't even know I said anything but just responded. And it sort of opens up and clarifies communication in a really powerful way.
And what I like about it is when you say get it, if they're not paying attention to you and they're oblivious, then they know you didn't hear them. So
right.
That prompt of did you get it is like, hey, did you hear me? And the fact that they have to mirror your words back to you on the got it part, because if they articulate a little bit differently, then you have the opportunity to reframe back or make some adjustments in that. And if they do say it and they repeat those words, then you know you got it, and then you can say, hey, good. And it's just it's such a simple structure, but for so many times, you know, are your kids listening to you? I don't know. Did they interpret it differently? Is there any kind of good part? And as simple as that is, to me, that just it's a clear strategy.
Yeah.
And
there's actually two things I would add to it, too, Jeff. One is that if they didn't get it the first time, it gives us an opportunity to give it to them again. So our job is not to get mad that they didn't get it, right?
Yep.
But to say, great, thanks for telling me, okay, here's what it is again, and now I've got their attention. And the other is that sometimes, and particularly when they're older, you can also follow it up with an accountability. So it can be not just good, but good, great, when do you think you'll have it done by? Or can you have it done by 4 o'clock?
What is also in this that if the adult is really noticing themselves in this process and really open, the exercise too is if you say get it, you might actually hear the child repeat it and realize that you're not doing a very good job communicating it to them.
Very often.
Use lots of pronouns, that thing or whatever. And I mean, at some point in time, I mean, if you're self-absorbed, you're not going to hear it. But if you pause and hear what's repeated back, you actually might realize that you're not giving very good instructions to begin with. And when they do it, then you have to go back and say, listen, I didn't give very good instructions. I need to repeat myself. And again, that's if you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it. But for those parents that are aware, I think it's, again, it's just another layer that it goes into to kind of help bring awareness to what's going on in a way to make it happen.
Well, and that's absolutely brilliant, because everything that we're talking about really is exactly about that. It's about parents bringing awareness to their role in the dance. Part of participation.
Yeah, any other like little things like that, tactical things that come to mind that we can share to give our listeners a little bit more of an idea how specific this is?
Well, so, the one that kind of comes to mind that's on the other side of this is a tip for parents for themselves. And one of the things I hear over and over again is that as parents, we're always yelling at our kids, and we don't want to be yelling anymore. And it's easy when you've got challenges to, feel threatened and to lose your cool. And it happens to all of us. And at the same time, we know that we're far less effective when we're not in a calm and controlled place. And so one of the things that we try to encourage our parents and teach our parents is about putting their oxygen mask on first. And so, we mentioned that there's self-care tips on the website every week, and we do try to encourage parents to do things to take care of themselves. But one of the things that you can do, and Jeff, you mentioned this, is about putting yourself into timeout and noticing when you're losing your cool and when you're escalating and feeling threatened, you're not going to be able to parent the same way that you'd like to, because whenever we're threatened, we have two choices. We either fight or we run away, and those are literally our own choices, and that's why we yell. So if we can calm ourselves down, and sometimes it's something as simple as just taking a sip of water or taking a deep breath, but do something to get back in control of yourself so that as you're parenting and you're there with your kids, you're doing it from a conscious place instead of an unconscious place.
I can't help myself, but there's something else kind of came to mind. We did a show on July the 4th of this year about teens' perspectives on this a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because there were some things that I learned in my little interview that was fascinating. Like the teenagers told me, as a teen, you're not allowed to finish a conversation, which would crack me up because I see that myself all the time. And sometimes if you put on your oxygen and you just really kind of chill out and listen to stuff like that, you can, like, wait a second, I need to let my teen finish the conversation every once in a while. Number two is just because you're raising your voice doesn't necessarily mean they're going to hear you anymore. They've shut you down by the time you get to that point anyway. And calming down and pausing and down-regulating your emotions really makes a lot of sense to me. Kirsten, you got any thoughts or any questions on this stuff?
I've got this big, long video going from this morning when I had no sleep last night for a number of reasons, not because of ADHD, but my son, who has ADHD, was frustrating this morning, and I was raising my voice, and as I did, he started laughing hysterically, and I knew that he was just having a hard time regulating himself, and all I could do not to raise my voice even more because I was getting so angry. But once I just stopped, he eventually gained control. But so that whole thing was just flashing through my mind as you were talking about raising our voices and how the child by that time has shut down. So I really appreciate that you're giving some structure here. You've got some great images, putting your own oxygen mask on first, you know, taking a breath of that air rather than continuing. And,
you
that's
also
what I
did
on this morning.
It
was just an oxygen mask dropping down from my kitchen ceiling. A breath of air and stop.
You hit on something else really, really important, though, which is humor. And we have a whole section in the book about humor, because I'm a huge believer in using humor to deflate the tension and to cut it through and to make fun of ourselves. And now, you know, Diane and I have very different homes because ours is an ADD family of five, including my husband and myself. So we have to laugh a lot because there's lots of failing forward in this house, right?
Uh-huh.
And so that humor piece is awesome because it really does break the barriers and break the stress cycle.
I want to kind of wrap this thing up a little bit, but I just kind of go back in totality. Again, what I really like about what you guys are, I've said it a dozen times in the show, but I really want to emphasize it. It's not just learning the information. It's about actually how to apply it, how to execute it. And the coaching approach where you give a concept and then you can kind of – you get to demo it. You know, Boy Scouts has got this thing, EDGE. It's educate, demonstrate, empower them or whatever, and then they kind of do it as this formula because you kind of walk through it and you guys do that. But the coaching thing earlier, Elaine mentioned perspective, and perspective is really, really important because you have your perspective, and sometimes the oxygen mask and or those little tips like, you know, the teen's not allowed to finish the conversation, is sometimes you need to understand your kid's perspective on the other side. And I always have this thing is, remember that your 14-year-old's brain is not as mature. It hasn't grown. They don't have a 40-year-old brain. Sometimes you have to change your perspective and say, listen, their brain doesn't work like mine, and you can't expect it to. Again, that's a shift in perspective. And when you start to think in those terms, it actually – you're paying attention to the situation differently. What's funny is if you pay attention to it differently, your behavior will change as a result of looking at it from a different – it's not hard to change your behavior. You just – have to change your perspective, and it will naturally change.
Well, actually, when you shift perspective, you actually change the outcomes that are possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, ladies, anything else you'd like to say before we wrap this up? I mean, this has been a great show. It's been an honor and a pleasure having you guys on. But any last words or tips?
I guess what I want to say for closure, besides thank you for having us, and we're thrilled to be here and doing this, is that we are doing what we do because we absolutely love it and we're passionate about what a difference it can make for parents. And we know that because we had our own experience. When we became coaches, we became better parents. And this isn't rocket science. You know, this is pretty straightforward, simple, classic communication. So what we're doing is to try to bring this out to parents because we know that it's what needs to happen in terms of ADHD management to move us out, as I mentioned before, of that medical model of not just, you know, throwing meds or throwing systems at the kids, but to really take a comprehensive approach at how to treat it. It means the parents have to get really clear on what their role is. And the beauty of it is that not only can we do a better job of parenting these kids, but we can really enjoy it more. And we can really set themselves up for success and have a blast in the process. And that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. Diane?
No, I just, and again, Jeff, thanks so much for having us today. And want to just remind people to connect with us. And, you know, Elaine and I are always out on social media and out there connecting with parents and are interested in hearing what people have to say and what your challenges are. Would love to have you find us at impactadhd.com and join us on Facebook and all those other places and take some steps and make a difference for your kids and for yourself.
And I, just one last thing is we had Carrie Maitland on the end of August, the real life of an ADHD mother. Now, she's an ADHD professional, but we interviewed her from her experience as an ADHD mom. It was amazing to me because you realize why she's such a good professional is because she lived it and she figured the stuff out. And both these ladies are in the same situation. This isn't theory that they're trying to teach you. This is stuff that they've lived. So it's not like – I mean, it's been been done in the lab by the time this girl had to, and it probably hasn't worked a couple times. So this is, I think this is really good stuff. So you've got some people who've lived it, who figured this thing out. They've kind of cracked the code. They made it really fine. It's a great resource. So with that, ladies, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
As always, it's a thrill. Anything in closing on your side?
No, thank you. Have a great night.
Everybody, thanks for listening to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Catch us next week for another one. Take care.